Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to everybody as our discussion of the 3 weeks, the months of Tammuz and Av, continue. I'd like to refer you to a fascinating halacha codified by the Shulchan Aruch, the end of Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, it's Sif Yir Ches. Shulchan Aruch writes, Tzarech Lizar Miyadzayim B'Tammuz Ad Tisha B'Av. One should be careful, cautious, meticulous. During the 3 weeks, from Shiv Asar B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, Shalo Leilech Yechidi Midalit Shos Ad Tesha Shos. That one shouldn't walk alone along a path in an unaccompanied fashion from the fourth hour of the day to the ninth hour of the day. Furthermore, velo yaku hatalmidim bayam ha-mehem, one should not hit one's students during these days. The Rama adds, based upon the Medrash, that the reason for this is mishum shebehem ketev meriri sholet. There is a demon that is around during these 3 weeks, and thus we should be careful and cautious and make sure that we don't walk alone and we don't hit a student or students, because these days, as explained by the Medrash and as the Mishnah Berurah elaborates, are very ominous days, as we have been discussing. Therefore, anything that's potentially dangerous or could be dangerous should be steered away from, and thus walking alone and being careful during particular hours of the day. Not hitting a student, although that might not be dangerous during the rest of the year, but during the 3 weeks between Shiv Asar, Bet Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av, that's something we should be careful about. Now, although these two applications aren't terribly contemporary in terms of walking alone between the fourth and ninth hour of the day, hitting students, these aren't things that come to mind regularly. But of course, this does lead to the question, how does this halach apply when it comes to Yamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh contemporarily? Does this level of danger apply itself to other activities which we engage in? Should we be more careful and cautious not to engage in some level of dangerous behavior? How does this apply to traveling by plane? How does this apply to different activities which take place during the 3 weeks? These are one of many questions that I am asked and that are discussed in halacha as well. Let's take a look at them one by one. In the edition of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, the Dirshu quotes both Rav Moshe Feinstein as well as Rav Shmuel Vosner, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Shmeitzer, the Moshe and Rav Shmuel Vosner in the Kovitzman based Levi, that both write that as a result of this rule, which is codified in the Shulchan Aruch, one should not engage in any activity that could be potentially harmful or dangerous during these weeks. Therefore, what the Shulchan Aruch is doing is giving us a general skeleton that we should be careful and cautious not to engage in dangerous behavior. The practical examples given by the Shulchan Aruch in terms of walking alone from the fourth hour of the day to the ninth hour of the day, not to hit students, those are examples that were practical and applicable then. And certainly if they do apply, then they should be followed today as well. But furthermore, when it comes to other aspects of these halachas, when it comes to danger, it's something that we should be careful about as well. Furthermore, Rav Moshe writes a second application as to what and how one should be careful, meticulous about today during the 3 weeks. Moshe writes, as does Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, if one has a surgery which is scheduled, one should specifically be careful to postpone the surgery and not to do the surgery during the 3 weeks, or to do it before the 3 weeks. And Rav Shlomo Zalman explains that the reason for this also is as a result of the danger. This demon which exists during these 3 weeks is really, really real. And therefore, as a result, one should be careful. Of course, if it's a life and death procedure, if it's a surgery that must take place during the 3 weeks, absolutely, positively, it should be done. But if it's some form of an elective surgery, or if it's a surgery that's not necessary immediately, it's best not to take care of the surgery, not to schedule a surgery during the 3 weeks, better to postpone it or to do it beforehand. There are other discussions as well of other applications of these halachas in halachic literature over the years. Rav Yair Bachrach, in his Sefer Mekor Chaim Chelik Beis, on this simen, Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, writes that there was a custom in his time that one should not bathe prior to Rosh Chodesh Av, meaning from Shiv Asar B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, as he writes that he has seen people abstain from bathing in the rivers because of the dangerous time, and it's predestined for evil. Therefore, says Rav Yair Bachrach, not only is it true when it comes to hitting students, not only is it true when it comes to walking alone, but it applies to other applications as well, and one of those is water recreation activities, and one therefore shouldn't bathe or be in an ocean or a river during the 3 weeks as well, as a result of this noontime demon. Halach l'maisa, the Stiplagon, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kamenetsky, did not permit his children to swim in the sea during the 3 weeks. He did explain that although the classical codes of halacha do not explicitly prohibit it, and we know bathing for pleasure is only prohibited starting from Rosh Chodesh Av during the 9 days, but because of the possible danger involved, That's what led him to his decisions. And thus, halachic authorities we do see spanning the centuries have warned against bathing, swimming in rivers, oceans, swimming pools due to the potential danger. Now, of course, although it's not prohibited explicitly, both Rav Moshe Sternbach as well as Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach independently in the Sefer Tshuvas V'Hanagos Chelek Beis as well as in Halicha Shlomo both write that even if you are swimming during the 3 weeks, you should take extra caution and be exceptionally cautious when swimming during these weeks because of the lurking danger. Another application is travel and trips during the 3 weeks and the 9 days. In the Sefer Stechemet, citing Reb Chaim Palagi in his Sefer Maise Chaim, he writes, from Shavasa B'Tamaz Atishabav, Yehudi, a Jew should not walk in the fields or on the beach or on the bank of the river. And of course, this is very similar to what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Stechemer, quoting Reb Chaim Palagi, writes that again, this was something which was a rule, which he writes was agreed upon as an enactment, as a takana in the city of Izmir, where Reb Chaim Palagi was the Rav. He was authorized the power of our holy Torah, he writes. One who does not follow the enactment is transgressing the words of the rabbis and will be judged accordingly. Thus, Reb Chaim Palagi in the city of Izmir, as quoted by the Stechemer, extended this psak halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, not only to the example that are given explicitly by Rav Yosef Karen Shulchan Aruch, but to travel and trips as well. How does this apply today, and should it continue in terms of the travel prohibitions, etc.? Does the agreement bound the citizens of Izmir continue today as well? Rav Shmuel Vosner, in his Tshuvas in Shevet HaLevi Chelek Yud, takes a similar approach to the Maase Chaim, and he warns camp directors against arranging trips during the 3 weeks. However, on the other hand, Rav Chaim Ephraim Greenblatt, the outstanding student of Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Tshuvas, Nitei Gavriel and Nitei Ephraim, he writes that he is surprised by a ruling he heard in the name of a great rabbi. He doesn't write Bervosner explicitly, who prohibited camps from taking trips between Shavasar B'Tamaz and Tisha B'Av, says Rav Ephraim Greenblatt in his River Vos Ephraim, Chelek Aleph. Although it's inappropriate, he says, to take trips during a time of mourning, when we are mourning the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, certainly you cannot prohibit it. And therefore, you see this tension. Although it's not Aser Mikra then, although it's not prohibited, at the same time, this lurking danger and this midnight demon and these ominous weeks certainly leads to the potential danger. And therefore, you need to be careful about surgery. You need to be careful about water recreational activities. You need to be careful about traveling. And including in traveling is a discussion that's even more contemporary. How about traveling by plane? And many of the poskim contemporarily discuss this. And it hinges upon the discussion whether or not the bracha of Hagomel, the blessing that we recite upon the deliverance from danger after landing safely, is recited. If one does cite that bracha, it would seem to indicate that traveling is dangerous on a plane, and therefore that's not something that one should do. On the other hand, if one does not recite the bracha of Hagomel, that's indicative of the fact that really traveling by plane is not terribly dangerous. Therefore, Rav Orbach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, is quoted as permitting air travel if necessary. And he explicitly says two scenarios. Traveling to Israel would be okay. Furthermore, yeshiva students returning from Israel to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Eim is permitted to do so. However, the poskim do know during the 9 days it's more severe. And unless there is a necessity to travel during the 9 days, one should not. And the way I like to explain is if it's for pleasure during the 9 days, that's something that should be avoided. On the other hand, if it's for a necessity and something that's required, one is headed in a particular place, there's a business meeting, you're headed to yeshiva, you're returning home, you need to visit somebody, whatever the situation may be, if it's a necessity to travel during the 9 days, then do so. If it's simply for pleasure, this is not the time to travel for pleasure. This is not the time for unnecessary recreation. Of course, we have to live our lives and we have to follow the halacha. And the halacha never tells us that it's also to bathe. The halacha never tells us that it's also to travel by plane during these 3 weeks. However, at the same time, we must recognize the Ketev Meriri, the midnight demon which exists, coupled with the general danger and the ominous time of the 3 weeks, has to put us into high gear to be more careful and more cautious to recognize that it is a result of Megalgalin Chov Ali Dechayav. These days are doomed on some level. And therefore, of course, we continue with our life, but at the same time, we have to be careful, cautious, to make sure that we are acting appropriately, properly, recognizing the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and also, of course, preparing and making sure we are safe as well. Certainly, there's a heightened level of severity when it comes to the 9 days, and that has to be taken into account as well. But in general, during these 3 weeks, these are questions that should be discussed, asked, and referenced. If you're interested further in this topic, you can take a look at my book, The Making of a Minhag, Chapter 24, which is titled Travel, Vacation, and Trips During the 9 Days, addresses many of these issues, the danger of the 3 weeks, and how to apply it halach lamaisa bizman hazeh. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.